Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in 9-time Pro Bowler, played 23 seasons of professional football. He is in the Hall of Fame. Played for the Minnesota Vikings from 94 to 96. Warren Moon, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. I'm gonna just start out with a general question. You like Brock Purdy?
I do. I mean, there's a lot of things I like about him, and it definitely helps that he has a great supporting cast, but I think any quarterback that is successful in the league is going to have good people around him, and that's where it starts, especially for a young guy. And he's really grown into the job, and I think he's feeling more comfortable every time he goes out there.
Warren, when you watch today's football, my partner and I were just talking about, not the disrespect to the running back position, but, you know, we talk about the pay scale and everything's about the quarterback and wide receiver. Do you think the quarterbacks become more important in today's football?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, it's just because of the way the game is played. It's played now with, you know, 4 and 5 receivers. Everything's spread out. The ball's thrown all over the place. Guys are, you know, throwing for anywhere from, you know, 4,300 yards all the way up to, you know, 5,000 yards. So that's where the emphasis on offense is, and even the running back plays a part in that as far as those guys catching a lot of balls out of the backfield. And the more you can do as a running back as far as being able to run the ball but also be able to catch the ball, run routes out of the backfield, that just makes you that much more valuable in this type of offense that they're running today where, like I said, the ball's thrown all over the place.
Warren Moon joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame 9 times in the Pro Bowl. We were having a fun little discussion before you got on, Warren. Obviously, the 49ers play the Vikings. Vikings have maybe the best wide receiver in football in Justin Jefferson. McCaffrey's banged up, but when he's healthy, many consider him the best running back in football. And we were just having some fun saying, who would you rather have, McCaffrey or Jefferson? And it just stretched into, would you rather have a great running back or a great receiver? What would your answer be to that?
Well, I think as a quarterback, you'd probably want to have a great receiver because that's what you mainly do as a quarterback. You throw the football. But I also like the versatility of McCaffrey, that he not only can run the football well, but he also catches the football out of the backfield well. And you can line him up in different spots. He doesn't always have to be right behind you. He can be, you know, at a wing. He can be at a slot. You can put him out wide. And he can do things from all those positions. But you can also do the same thing with Jefferson, you know, as a receiver. You can move him all over the place, but he doesn't have the ability to run the ball like McCaffrey does. So I think from a selfish standpoint, I'd rather have the receiver, but I think it makes more sense to have a running back that can do all those different things that I talked about.
Warren, we're in San Francisco, and outside of the Chiefs, nobody's won here in the last 5 years more than the Niners, and you're talking to a guy that thinks they should have won the 2 Super Bowls, mainly the one last year. They didn't, but can you share with us, a former player, when you look at the Niners and Kyle, on what's left? Why haven't they got it done, and do you think there's any pressure to get it done?
Well, the only pressure is that you're not going to be able to keep that roster for a long period of time because at some point the salary cap's going to catch up with you. You're going to have to pay Brock Purdy at some point down the road. And if he becomes, you know, a $50 million or more quarterback, some of those guys that are on that roster now are going to have to go bye-bye. So That's the only pressure, I think, for them to win it, is that they can't keep this current group together to get it done. And the problem is you're playing against probably one of the most generational quarterbacks that are in the game. That's the guy you've lost to the two times that you've lost. And he's made some big plays at the end of ball games to make those victories happen. So somehow you have to find a way to slow that guy down on the defensive side of the ball, because I think their offense has played well enough to win those Super Bowls, but you got to be able to stop number 15 for Kansas City in order to take it over the top. So they've gotten as close as you can get, but that's what it's going to take.
Hall of Famer Warren Moon joining us on 95.7 The Game. Warren, is there a way you can explain or put into words a player like Justin Jefferson, on the plays where he's not catching the ball and they're not running to his side of the field, how does a great receiver impact a game on the plays where he's not doing one or two of those things?
Well, I think he impacts it before the snap of the ball, because I think every time he comes out of the huddle, the defense is going to focus on where he is. So if he's going to be doubled, they have to figure out what side of the field he's coming to and how they're going to double him. And then if it goes in motion, they're going to have to figure out what happens with that double, which guys take over on the other side of the field. So there's adjustments that go along with that in the secondary if you happen to be doubling him on a certain play. And then if you're not doubling him, you might be helping with the safety over the top. It doesn't mean you're double teaming him, but you're giving him deep help. So that safety has to be aware of where he is on the field as well. And all that does is take one more guy out of the defense to allow you to maybe either throw it to somebody else in the middle of the field, a tight end, or you go to the other side of the field away from him, so he's more of a decoy, or you run the football because they don't have as many guys up in the box because they're trying to concentrate and focus on where Jefferson is. So he plays a huge role in what he does, even when he's not catching the football or running out on a route.
Hey, Warren, we were at the game Monday night, and there was a hush over the stadium pregame when the news broke that McCaffrey wasn't going to play. And I'm just wondering, moving forward, if he doesn't play, you know, against Minnesota, how do you look at that Niner team, and how would you handle that injury with one of Christian McCaffrey?
Well, I think you just have to kind of go how he feels. I think up until that week of the game, that Friday, they thought he was going to play, but I guess on game day, it just didn't feel right. So it's one of those injuries that is probably going to be up and down for him all season long because of where it is in his calf and that. And I think the kid that filled in for him did a pretty good job. So I don't think they have to worry about it if they get that same type of blocking that they did against the New York Jets and the running back runs the ball the way he did. I think they're in pretty good shape. The 49ers have always had pretty good depth at the running back position,
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Showed against the Jets, but a lot of it had to do with their tremendous offensive line play. They just really dominated the line of scrimmage, and if they continue to do that against teams that they play against, it doesn't matter who you put back there in the backfield. They're gonna be successful. But there's no question Christian McCaffrey's a very special player because of all the things I said he can do earlier in the interview.
It seems like every week, Warren, we talk about injuries, and Christian McCaffrey for the last week or two, we've been talking about, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? We saw what happened to Tua last night in the Miami Bills game. How were you able to play into your 40s and be so durable in a league that's so violent?
Yeah, I was just very fortunate, and I think about that every time I see a guy go down. Every time I see somebody get hurt in the game, I was very blessed. I think I was very fortunate. I took very good care of myself, and I think I played pretty smart for most of my career as far as when I was going to run the ball, who I was going to take on, who I was going to hit the ground on, who I was going to run out of bounds against, and try not to take any big hits. It's like last night, Tua didn't have to take on that defensive back. He had the first down. He could have got on the ground, but he chose to slam into somebody, and that was the result of it. So you have to be very smart with how you run the football, and you have to take care of your body, and that's something I did for a very long time. And I think I played at a more physical and more violent time of the game than the guys are playing today. So the game is much more safer the way it's officiated today. It's safer because of the equipment that they use, all those different things. But football is a very violent sport anyway, and it's going to continue to keep having injuries. Guys are going to get hurt playing football.
Warren, I want to give you some love. I hope you don't mind, but my partner was kidding me because you're my favorite quarterback of all time. I don't think your story.
Oh, man.
I don't think you get enough love for what you had to go through and what black quarterbacks had to go through during your era. But when you look at this state of the black quarterback now, not just the pros in college, how does that make you feel?
You know, just really proud. Just really proud of the progress that we've made at that position. I know I played a small part in that with the success that I had playing the position. You know, Doug Williams played a part in that by winning a Super Bowl and doing something that they've said we couldn't do, which was win a championship. So all of those things really make you proud that these guys have taken the baton and taken it to another level. And now you have some of the top quarterbacks, if not the top quarterback in football, is African-American. He's winning Super Bowls. You look at Dak Prescott's contract, you know, just the other day, $240 million for an African-American quarterback. So I think we have dispelled the rumors that we can play the position at a very top level, that we can win championships, that we can be endorsed, all those different things that they didn't want us to be leaders as well. So I take tremendous pride in playing a part in that. And there's a documentary coming on at the 24th of this month called The Evolution of the Black Quarterback that was produced by Michael Strahan's production company. And I think it's something that people should really take a look at and just see where we started and where we are now. It'll be a great look at the history of the African-American quarterback.
Oh, awesome. That's a great idea. Evaluation of the Black Quarterback. We'll keep an eye on it. Evolution, I'm sorry. What about the money these guys are making now? Do you feel like you missed out on that?
Well, yeah, I was born a little bit too early, you know. But you know what? I look at it, it's all relative. Like what I was making compared to, say, what Roger Staubach and Terry Bradshaw and Joe Namath and all the great quarterbacks in that era made, I felt like I was stealing at the time that I was playing.
Wow.
So, you know, these guys today, the game just continues to keep growing. The revenue just keeps growing, and they deserve it. If the game is going to generate this type of money, the players should benefit from that, and that's what they're doing. The only thing I want them to do is remember, you know, how this came to this. You know, how many guys sacrificed and went through what we went through to make the game grow to where it is right now. As long as they don't forget that and appreciate what was done before them, that's all I really care about. Other than that, make as much money as you can, because it's a violent game, as we talked about. You don't know how long you'll be able to play this game, so you have to make as much money as you can while you can.
Wow, that's all good stuff. Warren, we'll get you out of here on this one, because we do this a lot. I told you were my guy growing up. Who was your guy? Who made you gravitate to the quarterback position growing up?
You know, it was a couple of guys. There was a guy by the name of Roman Gabriel. He was the quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams when I grew up in Los Angeles.
And he was
of Indian descent, and he was a minority. So that was somebody I could kind of relate to. I love the way Roger Staubach played the game, because he was able to, you know, run and scramble and made big plays at the end of ball games. So he was somebody I looked up to. And then when James Harris came to the Rams, later on when I was in high school, he was somebody I really focused on, because he was African-American. He was playing top-level football, went to the Pro Bowl, took his team to the NFC Championship game. So those are three guys I really looked at a lot at the quarterback position growing up.
Man,
interesting. Yeah, I remember Roman Gabriel as a Philadelphia Eagle when I was growing up.
What if he went from the Rams to the Eagles.
Warren, real quick. I know I said I'd let you go. What if you were in these systems today? Do you ever watch the games like, boy?
Dude, it would be so scary.
There you go.
The yards, not only myself, but a Dan Marino or a John Elway or a Troy Aikman, the numbers we would put up with today's rules. And the thing I love is how they're protected. You won't get hit.
Unbelievable.
You don't get hit anymore.
Oh,
you know, if you can go out there knowing you're going to be protected and throwing the ball all around the lot, it'd be scary.
Well, let me ask you. I'm looking at your age. Are you feel healthy and complete and seeing what goes on?
I feel great. I went to the chiropractor today and got adjusted, and I still go to the gym 2-3 times a week.
There
I still
you
know, weight train, and yeah, I want to stay alive as long as I can. And I still have a son in high school playing ball that I can still throw the football to and all that. So
yeah,
life is pretty good for me right now.
Great stuff, Warren. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And hopefully we can catch up.
Thanks for having me on. I'm sure I'll talk to you guys down the road somewhere.
Great. Thank you so much. That's Warren Moon, ladies and gentlemen.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.